Welcome to Talk of the Town. Today I'm Sherry Gibson. You're listening to AM 1570 WFRL. Marilyn Smith is joining us today. Marilyn is with marketing of FHN, and Jan Carlson from Carlson Canine Camp is here as well. May sound like an interesting combination, FHN, Carlson Canine Camp, but Marilyn, it really is. It's going to be a great combination. Tell us about it.
It is going to be a wonderful combination. We are kicking off the first official therapy dog program at FHN, and Jan is our partner to make sure that all the dogs that we have as part of the program are going to be well-trained and well-behaved and have passed all of their certifications.
So if somebody doesn't know what a dog therapy program is, can you explain that a little bit?
I can. This is not a service dog program. A service dog would be one that is trained to help a disabled person, for example, to do something. Therapy dogs are mostly there for comfort. They're there to make people feel better. We're going to be starting the program in three different areas within FHN: the Cancer Center, the family counseling area, and also the rehab area with pediatric and adult rehab. And, you know, it's ever so much more interesting if you're learning to maybe use your shoulder again and you're going to throw a ball. It's way more fun to throw it for a dog than it is just to throw it for a human.
Or for just throwing it, for the sake of throwing it. Absolutely.
Exactly. Yep.
And to have that interaction with the dogs. I mean, if you're a dog lover, even if you're a semi-dog lover, just the interaction with that animal, and they just make you feel better.
That's exactly what the program is about. And we talk to, you know, people if for some reason they're not interested in having a dog be part of their day. They don't certainly have to do that. But we're finding, by and large, people really do enjoy having the dogs be around. And they're just there with their unconditional love. They're there to just make you feel better. And it's not just for the patients. It's also for the staff. Everybody that can have a stressful day can benefit from having a little bit of furry love.
Now, the FHN Festival of Trees is coming up, and along with that is an event that is a gala, the holiday gala, which is going to tie in as well to this program.
That's correct. We always have a beneficiary of the funds that are raised at the gala. The last couple of years, we raised money to support the Cancer Center, and this year, the money that is being raised is going to support the therapy dog program and depression efforts in general. And also, 10% of the proceeds are going to go to the Friends Forever Humane Society here in Freeport.
Now, this is an event that is open to the public.
Absolutely. We would love to have people come. You can buy your tickets online at www.fhn.org. And there's instructions there if you'd rather not purchase them online. You can buy them in person, or you can just come that evening and be a part of the casino. It is called Casino Loyal. And we have a great casino group that we bring out from the Chicago area with professional dealers and professional equipment. And everybody has a lot of fun.
And it's where and when?
It's at the Masonic Temple here in Freeport on Saturday, the 23rd of November, starting at 7 o'clock in the evening.
Sounds like a good time and a great cause.
It will be, and everybody will have a lot of fun. We'll also have a silent auction as part of it, and great food and great music, and the opportunity to feel like a high roller when you're, you know, betting $50,000 on a poker game.
Tell me a little bit, is this becoming a norm that healthcare organizations and things like that are using dogs?
Oh, certainly. Everybody from the Mayo Clinic right on down have programs with therapy dogs. We got a lot of our information for our program from the Ronald Reagan Children's Hospital out in UCLA, and they've been around since 1976. So there's been therapy dog programs around for a long time, and we're very excited to have the first official one here.
Now, has it started yet, or when will it actually get underway?
We will get underway in January. We're in the process of working through some of the details with the Therapy Dog International group and other organizations that we know we need to work with, and with Jan. And so we'll start kicking off in January in those three areas that I mentioned.
Well, let's move the microphone over here to Jan Carlson from Carlson Canine Camp. Good to see you. And Cody here today.
That's right. Cody's here. He is a five-year-old Papillon that I adopted when he was two. He was in a puppy mill for 2 years.
Oh.
So he's come a long way.
And he's a therapy dog, right?
He is, yes. We've had an active therapy dog group for about, 6 years now, that does visit nursing homes, does the reading program at the library and stuff. Used to visit SNU at the hospital when that floor was there, which was the skilled nursing, but has never really had a real developed program. So I'm real excited about this. This should be really nice.
So what kind of dogs make good therapy dogs?
Boy, any kind of dog. You want the personality of a dog that's just friendly, you know, outgoing, comes up to people, wants to see people. We love all sizes of dogs. Cody is a 12-pound Papillon, and we've had, like, Marilyn's dog is a big Great Pyrenees. We've got all kinds of shapes and sizes, a lot of rescue dogs. It's just dogs that are, you know, it's not a big obedience training thing. They just have to be friendly, know a little bit, and get along with people and pretty much other dogs and stuff.
Okay, so talk a little bit more about the training, because in order to be a therapy dog, they have to go through what, a course?
They have to pass a test. Now, some dogs don't have to take the course. Some dogs are just naturals. It was, again, for example, Marilyn's dog. I saw that dog, and I just knew he was going to be a good therapy dog. He never took the class. But it's they have to be able to sit and down, stay, but not, you know, it's not, like I said, competitive obedience. You want them to leave food, stuff like that. You don't want them grabbing food out of people's hands, so that's part of the test. Just walk nicely and be, you know, again, friendly. Some dogs can pass the test, but then they want nothing to do with visiting. So a lot of it is that you we're watching for that. You want them to not be afraid of wheelchairs, walkers, things like that, equipment. So when we do the classes, that's what we really work on, are things that they're going to encounter that they really don't in everyday life.
So if a dog is really friendly and, you know, likes to be around people and so forth, then do you think that in most cases, the actual training, the sit and the stay, that can be trained?
Yes, it really helps. That you, like I said, you want them to be obedient. You want, one of the other things you want to do is be able to leave your dog with somebody in case you have to leave for a while. So it's more, just you can train a lot of the details. But the first thing is to know that they are dogs that want to go see people and want to visit and just say hi.
Now, you are always looking for volunteers and for more dogs, right?
Yes, and especially with this program now, too, we're really looking for a lot more. But we, you know, visit a lot, and so it helps if we have people that are available during the day. We have evening visits, too, but, we need a lot of dogs.
Okay.
And people.
Now, do the people have to have any special training?
For this, they do as far as with the dog, and you are tested as a team. So it's like Cody's a therapy dog, but somebody else can't take him. He's part of a therapy dog with me, so we're the team. So you basically have to just know your dog and work with that dog. And some dogs do have multiple people as handlers, but then they have to pass with each individual.
Okay.
So,
but now, Marilyn, as far as volunteering with the hospital, do they have to go through some sort of an application there?
There is an application that all volunteers at FHN go through, no matter whether they're filing or doing something in the office or if they're going to be part of the therapy dog program. And it's a very basic sort of orientation and training and just, you know, checking to know, make sure that you know how to interact with people who maybe aren't feeling too well.
Okay. Now, is there a next class coming up or something for people that are interested in this?
We'll probably be doing one after the first of the year. Our current session of classes is going right now, and we don't have a therapy dog class going right now. We thought we'd wait until after the holidays, after the Casino Loyale and stuff. And we're just taking a lot of names right now of people who are interested. And then we're going to work with that group to set up trainings and work it out with what's going to work with them. And, you know, depending on how many people we have, we may have to set up two or three different classes.
What kind of cost is involved to people to go through the training?
Our classes right now are $100 for a 6-week session. So it would be that. And then if they pass the therapy dog, it's right now, I believe it's $40 or $45, I think, to register the dog. And I believe after two visits, if they do the hospital visit, they will be reimbursed for all of that through Maryland's program with the Casino Loyale and stuff that we're starting. So,
well, that's a nominal fee, really. And then Are they certified when they pass this? Are they certified forever? Do they have to be recertified? How does that work?
You have to recertify every year, and if you keep that up, you don't have to retest. But if you let it lapse, then you retest before you can recertify. And the nice part about the certification, one of the things we always push is that you get $1 million in insurance. So if somebody trips over your dog or something in the nursing home or at the hospital or whatever, you're covered. It has to be as a volunteer, though, is the difference. Mm-hmm. But that's always, you know, a big help for people, because I talk to a lot of people who take their dogs to programs and things, and, oh, I take my dog all the time. It's like, well, you be careful because you're not covered.
You know? Yeah, so it's good to have that certification. Right. Now, the class is held at Carlson Canine Camp?
A lot of it is, yeah. And sometimes we may move part of it, especially with this group. You know, when we do this, we do offer therapy dogs. You know, we have been holding them at Carlson Canine Camp. With this group, we may offer part of it at the hospital in some of the rooms downstairs or something, you know, so we're still working all of that out, but right now that's where we do hold them.
It sounds like an awesome program. I'm excited about it. We got to talk when we get done here. But as of right now, if people want more information, what's the best thing? Call you, Jan, call FHN. What's the best thing to do to say, hey, I'm interested in getting my dog involved?
I have a list going right now that we have, and we're putting people's names and phone numbers and emails on them. And as soon as we get things, you know, we know the dates and we have the numbers, we're going to start. We'll get classes organized after the first of the year.
Okay.
And we may do something, you know, before that too. But our regular schedule, our next session starts the first week in January.
So. Now, Marilyn, will this be primarily at the hospital? Because that's where you don't do it, clinics or anything like that.
No, actually, it will be throughout FHN.
Really?
Okay. The inpatient side of it will probably not be started until later after we see the first parts of this working really well. So as I said, we're going to start at the Cancer Center and FHN Family Counseling and the rehab, but we're also looking for dogs who can be ambassadors for us. And we have lots of events and activities throughout the years. And, you know, maybe we would love to have a group of dogs march with us in a parade in one of the towns where FHN has an office or that kind of thing. We believe that they are wonderful ambassadors of goodwill as well. And so we're looking for them to be in all kinds of areas and eventually, hopefully, throughout the entire organization.
Well, what a neat program. I'm excited for you both and just for it in general, because I think it can make an amazing difference in a lot of people. Are there statistics on how therapy dogs have helped people?
Oh, very much so. And we'll have a lot of that information on the FHN website sometime in the next several weeks. They've done a lot of clinical studies where they show the actual physical benefits that happen in terms of lowering blood pressure and all that kind of thing. But certainly there are a lot of emotional benefits as well, and those have been very carefully documented by a lot of people.
Marilyn, do you want to go over the details of the festival again?
Yes, I'd love to. We would love to have you join us at the Casino Loyal. It is on Saturday, the 23rd of November at 7 in the evening, and we will be having casino games and foods and silent auction and all sorts of fun things. Jan will be there. We'll have the people from Friends Forever will be there.
Any dogs going to be there?
Well, we'll probably have a few maybe just to say hello at the beginning, but we're not too sure that they're good poker players. So they'll probably get to go home after that. But
You seen those pictures?
Oh, we have. We have. I don't know whether they would be quite the kind of folks that the people from Chicago would be expecting. So. But all the information can be found online at the FHN website.
Which is
www.fhn.org.
Thank you so much to both of you for coming in today.
Thank you.
Marilyn Smith, marketing with FHN and M45, and Jan Carlson from Carlson Canine Camp. And Cody, we don't want to forget Cody was here too. Keep listening to AM 1570 WFRL. This has been Talk of the Town.